Welcome back to another Friday edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. I'm Chad Grigsby, and I'm the church planting catalyst for LifePoint. We're continuing our look at praying the scripture on these Friday Drivecasts. We have prayed through several Psalms in recent weeks, using them as guides for our prayer time. In the last couple of weeks, we've looked at specific prayers in the Bible, and today I'm going to keep looking at another prayer in the Bible. It's very short, but it's very powerful, but because it's short, it kind of needs some explanation on the backstory. So I want to read the passage of scripture for you, talk about a couple of elements with it, and then then jump into praying through it. So here's the background. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 in the Old Testament, we get to know a woman named Hannah. And this is the mother of Samuel for whom the narrative is named. And 1 and 2 Samuel really have to do a lot with the life of David. So here's what the passage says. There was a certain man of Rathaim Zohim in the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. Now this man used to go up year by year from his city to worship and to sacrifice to the Lord of hosts at Shiloh, where two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were priests of the Lord. On the day when Elkanah sacrificed, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a double portion, because he loved her, though the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival used to provoke her grievously to irritate her because the Lord had closed her womb. So it went on, year by year, as often as she went up to the house of the Lord, she used to provoke her. Therefore, Hannah wept and would not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? Why is your heart sad? Am I not worth more than 10 sons to you?" And after they had eaten and drunk in Shiloh, Hannah rose. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat beside the doorpost of the temple of the Lord. And she was deeply distressed and prayed to the Lord and wept bitterly. And she vowed a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." That was her prayer. All right, now let's keep reading. And as she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, and only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, "How long will you go on being drunk? Put wine away from you." But Hannah answered, "No, my Lord. I am a woman troubled in spirit. I've neither drank wine nor strong drink, but I've been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as a worthless woman, for all along I've been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation." Then Eli answered her, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your petition that you've made to him." And she said, "Let your servant find favor in your eyes." Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. They rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, then went back to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her, and in due time Hannah conceived and bore a son. And she called him Samuel, for she said, "I have asked him from the Lord." All right, so that's the story. That's the whole story. I know it's kind of lengthy. I know it's a lot of scripture, but let's consider the prayer here. She prayed, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your servant and remember me and not forget your servant, but will give to your servant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall touch his head." So let's pray through this prayer here. Lord, thank you that we can come to you in any affliction that we have. Thank you that you remember us. You never forget us. You never leave us alone. You always welcome us in to be with you just as we are. God, thank you that you care about us and you care about what we care about. Thank you that Hannah's prayer shows us that you care about the hurts of our hearts. You care about our anxiety. You care about the things that make us afraid. Thank you also that you care about the deepest longings of our hearts, and you want to see us have those. You want to give us what we long for. You want to give us good gifts, and you want to find those longings fulfilled in you. Thank you that you are a good Father. Help us to seek our core longings in you. Also, Lord, I'm thankful that Hannah left her prayer in peace. I'm thankful that even though we might come to you in anxiety because of your presence, we can leave in peace. And Lord, thank you for the reminder of how she came to that place. Thank you that Hannah prayed, then had peace, and then was given a son. Lord, so many times we want to pray, get what we want, and then have peace. And we only have peace if we get what we want. But this is not what you did with Hannah. And Lord, help it to be the same with us. Help us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care for us. And in so doing, help us to find peace in your presence, regardless of how you answer our prayers. Release us from the desire for idols to fill our lives that would replace you. Help us to enjoy your gifts and praise the giver, not simply make your gifts the end in and of themselves. God, help us to ultimately want you, not simply what we can get from you. Thank you for Hannah's prayer that teaches us to pray like this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and share with the Lord whatever is on your heart today? Well, thanks again for listening to the Drivecast today. Hope you have a great weekend. Hope you'll worship with us at one of our campuses this weekend, and come back next week for more episodes. God bless.